Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hello and welcome, brave listeners, with open arms and hearts full of love and laughter. Turn the lights down, sit back, and relax. We'll all share the fun, frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. The night marches forward, and what better way to meet it on the front lines than with a song? Maestro, take it away.
In a smoky old bar where the piano plays, I heard a sweet melody in a dim lit haze. With just one note, it whispered so clear, a serenade of love that I longed to hear. Oh, the one-note serenade, it touched my soul, a single sound that made my heart whole. With every note, my love for you grew. Oh, darling, this serenade is just for you. As the piano keys softly caressed the air, each note stroked my soul, a tender love affair. A symphony of emotions in a single tone. Oh, how this one-tone serenade makes me moan. Oh, the one-note serenade, it touched my soul. A single sound that made my heart whole. With every note, my love for you grew. Oh, darling, this serenade is just for you. No need for complicated melodies when one musical breath ignites love's seed. It speaks of love in the simplest of ways. This serenade of ours will forever play. Oh, the one-note serenade, it touched my soul. A single sound that made my heart whole. With every note, my love for you grew. Oh, darling, this serenade is just for you.
Around every turn, there may be malevolent marauders up to no good, but they'll always be subject to those living by the code of fidelity, bravery, integrity. But before we visit our trustees of truth, a brief word from our sponsors. Looking for that spark of creativity? Searching for that connection between you and your son? You're not alone. Let's visit with Melvin Walker and his little one, Clay, and their shockingly fun bonding experience.
Son, come down here.
Yeah, Dad.
Do you know what I do for a living, slugger?
Something to do with groceries?
Not quite.
Are you a farmer?
We live in the city, bud.
Coal miner?
What? No, I'm not a coal miner.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm an electrician, and I've got a brand new toy here just for you. Witness the electrifying wonders of my world.
Electricity?
You know it. Let me illuminate you.
Yay! You're using comedy and puns to attract me to this particular project. I can't wait.
Now pay close attention while I demonstrate the intricacies of this fine craft. And what better way to do it than with the Electro Spark Circuitry Workshop, made for adults, but designed to teach kids.
You sure about this?
I'm sure about setting up my son for success today and tomorrow.
This is called...
the Electro Spark Circuitry Workshop.
The box says Clutterbuck.
That means it's the best. Sure, there are other toy companies out there like Lionel and Tootsie Toy, but when the box says Clutterbuck, you know that means quality.
Are you sure about this?
It's all part of the fun, Slugger. You ready to start?
Honestly, no.
Sounds great, my boy. Now watch as I expertly handle this live wire and zippity-zap. Oh, okay, oh, yeah, that's smarts.
That looked like it stung.
A little, but that's the joy of working with your hands.
Is it, though?
I know what I'm doing.
Shouldn't you be wearing gloves, rubber or otherwise?
I've been doing this for years. I forgot I had to unplug the main power source.
Seems like a big thing not to remember.
Now that the power's off, I can unscrew this bulb and hot. Oh, hot. Ah, oh, it's so hot. Ah, oh, just set this down. Just set this down right here. Okay, we'll sweep that up later before your mom gets home from the store.
Dad, maybe we should call a professional electrician?
We can't call a professional electrician because that's me. I'm an electrician.
You'd just be calling you.
Yep, we got this under control. Now let's move on to the next step and whoops-a-daisy. Okay, holy Hannah, why would they let kids play with this thing?
Dad... maybe we should reconsider this whole electrician thing. Have you ever considered being a pillow salesman?
Okay. All right, there's no such thing, son. There's no such job. But I'm going to attach this wire to this wire and, okay! Oh, that spark flew right in my stupid eye. Sweet squirrels of Hades, that stings. I hate this.
Get amped up for the perfect father-son bonding experience. The Electro Spark Circuitry Workshop. Another fine Clutterbuck collaboration.
Honey, I'm back from the store.
Hey, hon.
Why are you wearing an eye patch and covered in ice?
The hazards of being a good dad.
If you see the name Clutterbuck, that means quality. And now, we turn back to the hard-boiled case files of... fidelity, bravery, integrity. When the call to protect America was made, one man answered the call.
And I'm just that man.
His name, Jack Finger.
That's what it says in my driver's license.
Once hired by J. Edgar Hoover himself, working days and nights for the FBI, Jack Finger was caught up in a web of lies, deceit, and intrigue.
And webs are nothing if not sticky.
Working at the right hand of Hoover, he was soon dismissed.
Disgraced.
Dejected.
Dishonored.
Discredited.
Shamed.
Not a word beginning with D, Detective.
Give me a break. How many can there be?
Degraded and debased. Jack Finger was washed up and ended up in the city as little more than a beat cop.
You already said I was a detective.
But the job doesn't change the man. He was still faithful to the cause, courageous of character, and principled in his moral stance.
You got that right, disembodied voice.
Protecting America by beating the streets with his feet, he asked the question, who needs the FBI when you have fidelity, bravery, integrity? Tonight's case, lifestyles of the lech and heinous. After an unaccountable amount of time, Jack Finger makes his way into Captain Dunkel's office with a grand entrance and an even grander ego.
Finally, Jack, there you are. I've been waiting. You know I don't like to wait.
Yeah? Well, I don't like a lot of things. Don't like the Great Depression. Can't stand the atomic bomb. Can't really say I love Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity. That's more personal reasons, though. He knows why.
Jack.
You don't have to wait any longer, Captain. I've been out there, fighting the good fight. Because one thing I do like, justice and tuna salad.
Yeah, Jack. Fight, good or bad, we'll have to wait. We need to talk. I've been receiving complaints again.
Complaints? No one understands what it takes to keep the city safe. It's an urban jungle out there, and I'm swinging from vine to vine.
You can't keep bulldozing your way through everything, Jack. It's causing more harm than good.
You sound like my ex-wife. These are criminals out there who need to be brought to justice.
Justice isn't a one-man show.
I've got my own way of doing things, Captain. It gets results.
Yeah, you get results, but at what cost? We're a team here. How many times do we have to go over this?
Over what?
Very funny. There's no I in team.
Yeah, but there is one in I'm tired and hate working with others. This is dumb. Let me go do my job.
Yeah, I know there is. Actually, there are six of them in that statement.
Six? Really? How did you... That was fast. Doesn't matter. I know that too. Are you gonna let me out of this proverbial cage and break those who break the law or what?
The ends don't always justify the means, Jack. You need to find balance.
I'm just trying to make a difference, Captain. To protect the innocent and bring justice to the wronged. That's all that matters to me. I may not have a hero complex, but I am a complex hero.
I appreciate your dedication. We're fighting to keep our own humanity intact. We're all in this together.
Together? Together is just a fancy way to say I'm getting a...
A new partner.
Treat her with respect, you hear? She's here to help, not hinder.
Not gonna hinder me, eh? Well, some wackadoo chickadee telling me what to do ain't my idea of a good time, I tell you what.
Do you ever hear yourself, Jack? You sound like bad jazz.
Can you name any good jazz, Captain?
Well, I...
My point exactly. I listen to the rhythm of the streets. How am I supposed to do that with some half-crazed princess ripped away from a tower, wailing and moaning about how she doesn't have half a chicken to snack on every half hour?
I can't even tell what you're saying half the time, Jack.
I kind of got lost in the sentiment on that one, to be honest. Call me a lobster, because it all boils down to the same thing. I don't want or need a partner.
I'll be dipped. Is that Detective Jack Finger?
What now? Who said that?
Turn around, Jack.
What is this?
I can't believe it's you. It's really you. Years I've been waiting for this moment. Name's Maxine Turner, but you can just call me Max.
I'll ask again. Who are you?
I'm your new partner, Jack. I mean, Mr. Jack. Sir Jack. Jack, sir? Detective Jacko. Detective Finger. Yes, that's the right one. Detective Finger.
You can't be serious.
As a heart attack, Jack. And if you've talked to my cardiologist lately, you'll know how serious that is.
I'm eager to learn and make a difference.
And I've got the perfect case for the both of you. Tossing you both in the deep end.
Oh, it's definitely not well. Because there's no world where this ends well.
Detective Turner, don't pay too much attention to Finger's grumbling. He may be rough around the edges, but he's got a good heart. Or at least his primary says so.
Really funny, Cap.
Remember, Finger, Maxine here is a valuable addition to our team. Help her settle in. Show her the ropes.
I'm ready to learn from Detective Finger and contribute to solving crimes.
No one talks like that, Turner.
Right. I need to toughen up. Chew nails and spit wood chips or whatever.
Close enough. Work together. Before you know it, we'll make this city safer.
I don't even know who you are anymore, Captain.
While Jack prefers the concentration of a silent car ride to the crime scene, today would be a far different trip than he was used to.
I've read every single one of your case files front to back. If pressed, I could maybe narrow it down to a top three. Your bust of the Carpelli crime syndicate in 41? Oh, then it's when you took out Luca Papasergio a few months back. Sure, it's more recent. Then the Wilson case. Beautifully simple. But quality is quality. Some might say what you did to Capone would always be number one. It's not my favorite, though. Like I said, all your case files, Jack.
Turner, can you just give it a rest for a minute? I've got a headache the size of the Empire State Building, and you're the monkey swinging from the spire.
Oh, you're so funny, Jack. I wish I could hang off that antenna. Have you ever been up to the observation deck up there? I bet you have. Looking at all the world at once, knowing that you, the man who's watching over that city, is literally there watching from above? Amazing.
I'm begging you, please stop.
We're partners now, like Bogart and Bacall. It's a thrilling time to be alive.
Partners, huh? Just my luck. And lay off the movie references, will ya? This ain't no Hollywood set. This is my life we're talking about.
Oh, come on, Finger. We've got gangsters, femme fatales, and a city full of secrets waiting to be unraveled.
It's real life, real crimes, real danger. So keep your eyes peeled and your mouth shut. Got it?
Got it, Detective Finger. I won't let you down.
See you don't, Turner. Keep your head on a swivel and follow my lead.
I'm ready for anything.
Good. Because we're here.
Detectives Finger and Turner arrive at the sprawling mansion of a well-to-do millionaire named Archibald Vanderbilt III. It's bathed in the eerie glow of nearby trees, which only allow the sunlight to pierce through occasionally. The mist of the evaporating morning dew adds to the overall air of mystery.
This is eerie.
Just another house, if you ask me.
If you say so.
All right, Turner, stay close and keep your wits about you. We don't know what we're going to find inside those doors.
You got it, Jack.
When we're on the job, it's Detective.
Yes, Detective Finger, right behind you.
They approach the front entrance of the house.
This place gives me the creeps. It's like something out of a spooky novel, like one where someone with a gun is lurking around every corner.
Forget about the novels, Turner. We're dealing with a real crime here. Now that I think about it, less people with guns. Because I love my job, but getting shot ain't my favorite part.
The mansion's imposing doors appear to be ajar as they enter the premises.
All right, stay quiet.
You got it, Jack. Detective.
Shh.
Jack steps on a creaky floorboard as soon as he steps foot inside the front door.
Now you got that. Don't that beat all?
Should I step over that board, Jack?
Seriously, Turner?
Sorry, Detective Finger.
Stay behind me, Turner.
Jack?
Come on! How many times do we have...
Detective Finger! Look over there! It's a body!
They approach the lifeless body sprawled on the floor, an expression frozen in eternal shock.
It looks like he was stabbed.
A real nasty business. But in the plus column, less likely to be stabbed with a gun.
Could have been a bayonet.
You're a real hit at all the holiday parties, ain't you?
Before they can even begin their investigation, the atmosphere in the room grows tense as a scuffle is heard in the room next door.
Wait, do you hear that?
Don't hear anything.
Yeah? Well, my hearing's 20/20. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I hear the rumblings of murderous scum.
Don't shoot!
We didn't do it!
We didn't ask.
And who's got a gun?
I mean, I do. I'm not going to use it. I'm just letting you know.
Appearing from seemingly nowhere, Eddie Sullivan walks into the room behind them.
It's true. It's true. They didn't do it.
And who are you, amigo?
Name? Eddie Sullivan. Bud.
That doesn't tell me a lot.
I'll go on then. I was Archibald Vanderbilt's business partner. We were knee-deep in some risky ventures together.
What about Burns and Allen over here?
Now who's making references?
Don't push it, Turner. Who are they? And why am I not asking them? Who are you?
We're the ones who found Mr. Vanderbilt's body.
I can't believe it! So much blood!
This is too much for a lady to handle.
Take a deep breath and tell me everything you know. Did you notice anything suspicious around here?
Other than the dead body?
You keep cracking wise, and I'll start cracking heads here.
We just arrived for work when we stumbled upon We stumbled upon the body.
A likely story that's pretty unlikely. Don't go anywhere. Turner?
Finger?
Don't let him out of your sight.
Right.
Back to you. The one with the ventures. What kind of ventures are we talking about here?
Off the record?
I am a detective. Nothing is off the record.
Yeah, nothing.
What are you doing, Turner?
It's been a minute since I got to say anything important. It just came out.
Spill a bean, Sullivan. Or do you want me to take you in the back and rough you up like 10 miles of bad road? Off the record, of course.
We were knee-deep in some shady dealings, running clandestine gambling operations right under everyone's noses. High-stakes poker games, illegal betting, you name it.
You said shady, but the picture you painted is one of a thousand-year-old oak tree.
We had a network of influential clients who couldn't risk the allure of the forbidden, so we gave them what they wanted.
And they gave you what you wanted, money.
Tons of it. Enough to buy this place. Not my particular taste, though. Gaudy, if you ask me.
That's a dangerous game, Sullivan.
Too dangerous. Just look at Archibald here.
You think someone from your seedy underworld might have bumped him off?
It's a possibility. But we've had some ruthless individuals involved in our operation.
I'm sure you did. Double-crossing, debts, and vendettas are all part of the game.
Archibald made some enemies along the way. I had too much to lose.
So these gambling ventures were your ticket to fortune?
Ah, till the end, sometimes people get their tickets punched early. Sometimes luck runs out.
Sullivan, we're going to need every detail about this gambling operation of yours. Names, locations, everything.
You promise to keep me out of the hot seat?
You don't think we're going to let you off the hook that easily?
I can't rat on anyone.
Best be rethinking them rodent-like tendencies. Don't want to get caught up in a mousetrap, bub.
You're going to get me killed, too?
That's what it takes to save lives? Sure.
Look, I never met those goons in the flesh, but there were whispers, ghosts, if you will. There's Dottie Malone, a rival businesswoman who's always looking to get a leg up on Archibald. Then there's Jimmy, the Fist Marino. Oh, Marone, a notorious gangster with some grudges against the Vanderbilt family.
Sounds like we've got ourselves a motley crew of potential suspects. You might just be the key to cracking this case, Sullivan.
But I'm gonna need guarantees.
Like?
Without warning, Eddie Sullivan is shot.
Oh! Guarantees that you won't shoot me again. A good place to start.
Wasn't me that shot you. Not yet, at least.
Eddie crumples to the floor.
Maxine?
Wasn't me, Jack.
Maxine!
Detective Finger, I keep forgetting. It's so difficult to just remember.
Turner, where are those two other suspects?
Oh, they were right over there. Oops.
Oops. What did you do, Turner?
Knocked over a vase. Looked expensive. I think it was Tahitian.
I think you mean Titty Ann.
You're both wrong. It was Titian. Seriously? Those are some terrible last words.
Finger?
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead. We can die later, too. But now, we gotta catch those thugs.
Outside the Vanderbilt estate, Jack and Maxine exit just in time to find the alleged Sammy and Peggy running for their lives after robbing two others of theirs.
We need to split up and track them down. Who do you want?
I'll go after Peggy Flynn.
You know that's probably not her name, right?
You pursue Sammy Jenkins.
Probably not his either.
We'll meet back here once we've got them tackled and taken down.
Sounds like a plan, Turner.
I'll have Peggy singing like a canary before you know it.
And I'll make sure Sammy confesses, or I'll have him reciting the entire alphabet backward.
Let's go get him.
Stay safe.
Aw, it almost sounds like you care.
We all have our off days.
Detective Turner pursues Peggy Flynn into an intricate hedge maze. The towering hedges creating an atmosphere of suspense and mystery.
Peggy, you're not getting away.
You'll have to catch me first, copper.
You can't hide forever. Give it up.
Never.
Peggy darts through the twisting pathways of the maze with Maxine hot on her heels.
You may think you're clever, Peggy, but I won't rest until you're in handcuffs.
Oh, I am clever. Clever enough to get the drop on that absolute moron Archibald. You'd think it would be hard to stab a man to death, but after years and years of listening to these boys, thinking that they're all grown up, bossing me around, telling me what to do, grabbing my everythings, it's so much easier than you think.
There's nowhere left to run.
We'll see about that. Catch me if you can, detective.
An idea dawns on Maxine.
Marco!
Paulo!
Maxine hears that Peggy is right on the other side of a wall. Thin leaves and twigs are all that separates them.
Gotcha! It's over, Peggy. Give up.
Oh, this is so dumb! We should be fighting against a patriarchy.
Maybe next week. Oh, punching someone hurts more than you think.
With Peggy incapacitated and in custody, Jack arrives at a stable, ready to catch a criminally dastard defector.
You can't outrun justice, Sammy, or whatever your name is. I've got a one-liner with your name on it.
But before Jack can say more, Sammy bursts through the stable doors on horseback.
We'll see about that, Finger.
I've got a gun. Now that I think about it, you shot someone, so you probably have a gun, too.
Jack leaps onto a nearby steed and kicks his spurs to its side, urging it to pick up speed as he gives chase. The pounding hooves echo through the opening fields.
I've been chasing crooks like you since the horses were the only mode of transportation.
This ain't my first rodeo. I slipped away from better men than you, Finger.
You may be slippery, Sammy, but I've got something that'll knock you off your high horse.
Heard it all before.
Stop or I'll shoot.
And sure enough, he does just that. Jack fires a single shot. Spooked by the sudden crackle of a pistol pop, the mare that Jack has been riding bucks, tossing him to the ground.
Ah!
At that same moment, Sammy seems to be struck by a some such and topples to the ground as well. His faithful four-legged companion rushes off into the horizon.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Ow, with an exclamation point. Ow! That could have gone better. Are you really getting up and trying to run away? You'll never get away. Let me... Oh! Ow! I'm going to give chase in a second. Ah! There!
Jack catches up to the hobbled hoodlum and tackles him to the dirt.
That hurts!
You're telling me. Did you see me fall off that horse? Time to rein you in, Sammy.
You shot me!
Yeah? Told you I had a gun. What'd you think was gonna happen?
I thought it was an idle threat. Didn't expect you to actually shoot me.
Well, it looks like this old horse still has a few tricks left, Sammy. You're all out of options now.
You got me, Finger. But remember, the streets are full of guys like me, friend of mine. And I'll be back on those same streets in a few days.
You're bleeding pretty bad from that leg wound. And blood shows up pretty well on the sidewalk.
Not your best comeback.
You try to think of something clever after being launched from Black Beauty over there.
At their local tavern, Detective Jack Finger, Detective Maxine Turner, and Captain Dunkeld sit at a table sipping their drinks and reflecting on the day's events. The dimly lit bar is filled with the weary faces of detectives and officers seeking solace and camaraderie after a long day on the job.
Well, Captain, can you believe the day we've had? Murder, mayhem, and a chase. Who could ask for anything more?
Now you're quoting Gershwin? I'm rubbing off on ya.
Please don't.
Sounds like fun. Two dead bodies, but fun all the same.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, they sure knew how to give us a run for our money. But we caught them in the end.
Thanks to Jack's quick thinking.
Cheers to that, detectives. Who else lives like this? Horse chases, hedge mazes. Jack Webb never had it so good.
Keeps things interesting.
That's why you make a great team. Jack's the reckless one, and Maxine, you're the voice of reason, trying to keep him in line.
Does that mean...
What? What are you asking me?
Do I get to keep being Jack's partner?
Absolutely not.
What? Why?
You caught two major criminals, sure. But there were two corpses, bodies in the morgue, one of which was probably avoidable. And you also broke a priceless vase that the department is responsible for now.
That did happen, didn't it?
It certainly did.
This is the end of the chapter, Maxine. But now we turn the page.
Really, Jack?
I was thrown off a horse. Who knows what kind of brain damage I got? I probably should head to the hospital.
True.
Does anyone else smell toast?
Where evil lurks and ne'er-do-wells practice their wickedness, Jack Finger will always be there to slap on the cuffs. But as for tonight's story...
Case closed.
Yes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we cannot leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We all just smile and sigh. And we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
until next time.
And until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.